Okay, guys, welcome to our first TDC Connected meeting of 2014. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Sound like we had about 18 or 20 people on the line so far. We'll probably get a few more joining in as we go here, as usual. I'm keeping the lines open right now. Try and be conscious of that. If you do have if you're in your car traveling or something, roll your windows up. I wanted to keep the line open briefly at the start just because I wanted to discuss openly the TDC Connect or the TDC meeting, the convention that we're going to do in Vegas. Now, initially we had set a tentative date of the second week in May to do that, and we just had way too many people call and tell me they'd love to do it the week before or the week after. They just couldn't do it that week for certain reasons. Valid reasons, weddings, births of grandchildren, et cetera, a dental convention, I think, for Bailey. So what we've done, and I had a discussion with Nona and Steve and actually several franchise owners, and we're going to move the TDC meeting to the fall like we've done in the past. We've had some fall meetings and we've had some spring meetings, and we're just going to do it in the fall. It just seems to be a better time of year for everybody for whatever reasons that those folks have. So what we're going to do is come up with probably two tentative weekends. We want to avoid any kind of major holidays there towards, you know, in the fall. But we're probably going to come out with 2 weeks. Nona and I are going to get together and come out with two weekends that the hotel's available and get it to you guys. And hopefully many of you will be available for that. I probably had close to 30 verbal commitments already on a fall date versus the spring date. So, you know, that'll be a good group. Last time we had 35 individual different franchises there with almost, I think it was 48 or 49 people. So we had a great group the last time. I thought we had a great convention. I think many of you that attended would agree. This one should be as good or better. We plan on having a couple different speakers as well as a lot of new updates we're going to make and some advancements to the TDC Connected site, some training that's involved there. We also had a request to do some more repair tables that Bud and Sean hosted last time. This time we'll have John and Bud host that at the end of the day. Possibly, we did tentatively want to do it at least one day, and I've already received several folks that wanted to possibly do it, you know, the last hour of the first day and maybe the last hour of the second day. Any comments from you guys on that, or feel free to interject now because I want to take all this information to Nona when I meet with her on getting these dates set.
Sounds like a winner to me, Dave.
Okay.
I can do the.
Yeah, no, I apologize. You actually missed the last meeting, Bailey, because you had we scheduled the darn convention the exact same weekend you had that dental convention, and then we did it again this year. So apologize for that. We're going to be 0 for the last two with you on that. So,
well, you can't run a business based on my schedule.
Well, and you know, obviously we want to weigh the whole, you know, the wishes of the whole, but we had you and actually several others that really wanted to go but just literally could not make it that weekend. So,
I've missed not being able to see everybody, and so I look forward to this one. This will be great.
Well, you know, and Tim Anderson just stressed this so big to Steve at the last meeting. He said, you know, I appreciate the speakers that you guys bring in, and I appreciate the information that you share. But he said, like in the financial business that he was involved in for many, many years, he said the most important thing that he always got out of these conventions was all the networking he did with his fellow franchise owners and the info and experiences that you guys share with each other. So, I mean, he's not one to just pick up the phone and call, you know, you, Bailey Tucker, and say, hey, how's it going, and let's discuss your business and what you're doing and what I'm doing. You guys are just too involved with your businesses and your family lives and everything else to do that. So this was always a great opportunity for him to get with you guys and really share all that info.
Well, I share that same thought in terms of, you know, it's the totality of the meetings. It's not just the learning, it is working and just, you know hearing what the other guys deal with and how they address it, how they overcome, you know, certain challenges. It all adds together.
Yep, Okay, well, it doesn't sound like I've got any objection. I haven't received any objection on a fall meeting date yet from a single franchise owner that I mentioned that switch to. So Nona and I will definitely get you guys an email sent out probably Friday with a couple of tentative dates that obviously we have to check with the location there and make sure that the conference center is available. But once we do that, we'll send out those dates and get moving on this. Plus, you guys will have a lot more time to book flights and take advantage of some savings there with the early bookings that you can do. All right, cool. Once again, though, although we've got probably, I would say we're probably 70% solid on the kind of core itinerary that we're going to present to you guys, there's still some area there, some wiggle room. So please do not hesitate at all to send me suggestions via email or over the phone on something that you guys might want to cover, whether it's on the repair table with Bud and John, or whether it has to do with some of the business curriculum type stuff that Steve covers and a little bit of maybe what I cover. So please don't hesitate over the next, you know, 4, 6, probably even 8 weeks to get me that info, because we'll definitely try and fit that into the itinerary. We have some room now, so we could probably accommodate that. Next, I wanted to introduce you guys to John Beamish. John is obviously our new technician here. He's been working with us here for, I think, about 4 months now and is really catching on quickly. He has a background in repair of, I believe he was repairing a lot of kitchen appliance type stuff for one of the larger companies out there, and he was in the field walking into folks' homes and repairing their equipment. Now he's just here kind of sitting at the bench repairing the equipment, but really doing a good job. So if you haven't spoken with him, you know, for sure give him a call and introduce yourself. John, you want to say hi to everybody? Are you there?
Hello! Hello!
Hey, hello to everyone I've already met. And nice to meet those of you I haven't spoken with yet. Yeah, John, look forward to working with all of you.
Hey, just give us a quick 30-second history, John.
Before here, I was working with General Electric doing their appliance repair, everything, kitchen, you find, washers, dryers. And before that, I did years of just regular electrical, motor control, wiring, commercial buildings, and a bunch of odd jobs before that.
And how do you like working with Bud?
Bud is an excellent, excellent coworker.
I take it he's sitting right next to you now.
Yes, he is.
Typical ass kisser, you know.
So anyway, that's John, guys. He's got a really good repair background, and he even did a lot of electrical work, as you heard. So he's coming in here with a lot of knowledge, and we're just trying to focus it on dental handpiece repair and how it kind of relates to that. And so far, so good. Bud's been really happy with him so far and giving me nothing but thumbs up every time I've asked and every time Steve's asked. So hopefully you guys do too. Don't hesitate to call John or call me and let me know how he's doing for you. If he needs to be corrected, you know, we want to jump on that quick. And if he's doing a great job for you, we want to know that too. So just wanted to give you guys all a quick heads up on that. So now you've all met John. Okay, now I'm actually going to mute the lines because it's kind of, we're getting just a little bit of background noise here I want to kind of eliminate. I'll give you the instructions as always. To unmute your line and join in the conversation, you simply hit *6, and then to remute your line after you've input some comments, you can hit *6 again, and that'll remute your line. So let me go ahead and hit that real quick. Okay, you guys are now all muted. As you can tell, the line kind of went dead there. I may ask for a little bit of input here from Bud. What we're going to talk about now are all of that new Kava stuff that came out. Many of you have called in with questions on how to repair all the new Kava, the Smart Series, which is all the Smart Torque 619s, 615s, 605s, 609s, all that stuff you started seeing, those came out about 2 years ago. So all of that stuff is coming out of warranty. The 619 stuff is pretty much all out of warranty, unless they just bought it brand new recently. But if they bought it 2 years ago, you can go ahead. Actually, that whole series only came with a one-year warranty. So if you see a 615, a 619, a 605, and a 609, all that came with a one-year warranty. Now, the stuff that's just recently coming out of warranty is the Expert Torque series, which is the E675L and E679L. So we're really starting to take a bunch of calls on that. The good news is we did, the aftermarket always does. They try and time it so that they're able to release the replacement component parts just as those hand pieces are coming out of their manufacturer's warranty. And we've done that so far with the Economy Series check spindle combos. I just got them in the other day, entered them into the system. They're going to be on your new price list, item price list, and I'll email that out to all of you guys. But it's for all that stuff, the 609, 619, 615, 675, 679s. Don't hesitate to call Bud or John. They've started repairing those. I've seen some 619s in here, some 675s, and some 679s. So they'll have all that technical information for you as far as the bearings, the check spindle combo, washers, O-rings, etc. I'm going to email that, or actually Bud and I are getting together today, and we're updating that CAVO Excel file for you. So we'll be emailing you just that CAVO Excel file for your guys' turbine guide. So that'll be updated. And actually a couple of you guys found a mistake or two on that guide, which we always appreciate when you guys call in and let us know if we need to correct something. So we've made those corrections. We're going to get that to you as well. I guess I didn't have a question for Bud on that. If you guys have any questions for him on that, feel free to chime in and ask. So far we've got the meeting date for the fall, which many of you, in fact, almost all of you, have been A-OK with, and we've got positive response on. I wanted to follow up real quick, and I'll email this out to all of you guys as a follow-up to this conversation. John's email is not john@thedentistchoice.com. It is actually tech. T-E-C-H at thedentistchoice.com. So if any of you guys want to email any questions or pictures to John to help you out with, please email him at tech, T-E-C-H, at thedentistchoice.com. Okay, well, I just rambled for 20 minutes there. I hope I didn't bore the heck out of you guys, but I guess at this point we can open the floor to any questions or concerns any of you guys have about anything at all. So the floor is now open. Remember, just hit star, I believe it's 6. Hit star 6, that'll unmute your line, and you can ask any questions that you guys may have.
Good morning. This is Erwin.
Erwin, how are you, sir?
All right, thank you. And you? I think it was 2012 or just before 2013, we got a price list of repairs, for the different hand pieces, as opposed, what the labor cost is and the parts and everything what we should be charging. I was wondering whether there is an update to that.
That is a fantastic question, Erwin. Dave Reinhart really put a lot of time into that, and he did it so that he wanted to make sure he wasn't undercharging his customers for repair, because as you know, there was just so much discrepancy with the different CAVOs that you had, whether they took the air dam, the new 6500 series versus the old 632Bs and 642Bs, and then also especially on the electrics. The pricing on those things was kind of really all over the board back then. Guys have really kind of simplified it where they just kind of come up with two prices now, either just an overhaul price or kind of a full-blown complete, rebuild. So, yeah, I don't know the answer to that question, Erwin. It's a great question, and not only that, it's something we should do regardless, which is, review that and update it accordingly.
Yeah.
So absolutely we'll do that. I'll get with Dave. and see if he just flat out updated it. If not, I'll have to get with a couple of you guys out there, find out if you guys have adjusted some of that pricing and adjust those spreadsheets accordingly and email them back out to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's a great question, Erwin, and actually a great suggestion of something that we need to update and get out to you guys, especially on the electrics, I think. Sorry, I know I'm recording this, but I'm actually writing this stuff down, too. Okay. All right. Floor is open again for anyone who has any questions. Again, hit star 6 to chime in, and love to hear from you. Any concerns? Any questions for John or Bud, too? They'd be happy to take calls. I know we don't usually do technical stuff on these calls, but every once in a while they're happy to answer any of those questions you guys may have.
I'm good.
Okay. Anyone else, guys? This is a little bit on the short side here.
Yeah.
By the way, I will do this. I'll give you a quick update. A lot of people have called in regarding FedEx. FedEx is now promoting flat rate shipping, just like the United States Postal Service. Right now, on lighter packages, and by lighter packages, I mean packages that are about a pound or less, maybe even up to a pound and a half or so, it's much cheaper to do it on our current system, which is by weight and then including your FedEx discount. However, when you start really getting into the heavier stuff, and we're talking stuff that might be 5 pounds or 10 pounds, it's much, much cheaper to go with the flat rate shipping. So if any of you guys out there have seen those commercials and wondered, hey, would flat rate shipping be a good option for me for the FedEx shipments? It is on any of the heavier stuff. If you got lighter stuff, parts orders, a handpiece or two, it's still cheaper to do it by weight. But if you've got to send a control box or, you know, just something big, bulky, and heavy, we can get you those FedEx rates, which at that point become cheaper to do via the flat rate method. All right, guys. Well, giving you a break here, but we covered a few things, not a tremendous amount, but some stuff. As always, guys, if you have any suggestions or anything that you guys want to talk about, I mean, this is your hour. We try and present some stuff the first 15 or 20 minutes or so, like we've done again today, and then we like to focus on what you guys want to talk about. So please don't hesitate ever to send me suggestions for meeting. And what you guys may want to discuss. I know Dave Reinhart is really good at doing that. We've probably come up with 3 or 4 meetings just based on what he suggested, a couple by Tim Anderson, but we'd be happy to hear from any of you guys on what you may or may not want to discuss for these meetings.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Does anybody use, is there any other options other than business reply mail for leaving with the customers for them to mail stuff to us?
That's a great question. Does anybody use, I think, Mike, you're asking, does anybody, this is Mike B. in Minnesota, by the way, so yep. Nice and warm inside, I hope.
Brain dead from brain frozen.
Does anybody
I was just wondering, you know, if with the business reply mail that the postage, that the U.S. Postal Service uses, does FedEx or UPS have anything like that? Do you know?
The answer is yes. I know for a fact, absolutely, that they do. I have. We had them print some up for us here when we were doing our local marketing and repair here in the area down in Southern Orange County before we sold it years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they printed them for us for free with our account number, and we were able to provide those labels to, you know, our customers. But I mean, I do know that it was it's a more expensive way to do it than the U.S. Postal Service. But back then, the U.S. Postal Service did not have a good tracking system in place, and so we were always nervous about that, which is why we worked with FedEx originally on getting those labels printed up, which they did, like
sure.
I said, for free because we had an account with them. So I know for a fact that FedEx does it. I would imagine UPS does too.
Okay.
But I don't know the rates, Mike.
Okay.
So if someone else is doing it, that'd be great to hear from them to know kind of what those rates might be. And
yeah.
I did hear, and we'll update you guys accordingly, Mike. I heard that the United States Postal Service was changing their requirements on those return labels, those postage paid return labels.
Yeah.
And they were wanting to differentiate between an envelope style of return versus like a box style of return.
Okay.
And right now, see, you can use that same label on anything. You just put
yeah.
it on the outside of a package, and they ship it. They figure out the weight and charge you accordingly.
Yep.
But a couple of folks back east told me that they were getting some information from the local post office that they were going to need to come up with another label whenever they were using box to ship the materials versus the envelopes or the little bubble.
Interesting.
Packs.
The
yeah.
problem with it is that there's no way to track it. You know, when a customer takes your envelope, drops some handpieces in it, and drops it in the mail to you, and they don't call you to tell you that it's coming, except for 2 weeks later when they say, where's our stuff?
Yep.
Well, there's no way to track it.
You're 100% right on that. A good other method might be, because you're right, they don't have tracking. They have that little barcode on the bottom, which tells them where it needs to go and how much to charge you, but or what account to draw the money from. But
mm-hmm.
you're 100% right. So I know UPS and FedEx both do provide the tracking information, which is exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I wonder if, and we can look into this too, Mike, I wonder if, as opposed to those bulk labels that you probably had printed up like everyone else did,
yep. Yep.
I wonder if United States Postal Office would allow you to go on log into your account and print labels that actually had tracking numbers on them.
David?
Yes.
I have to step out for a moment, so I don't know if this was discussed, but what I have found out, if you send priority envelopes, the price has not changed on them. They're like $5, five, you know, if you get the discount, which you can if you go through stamp.com.
Yep.
There, you know, priority mail does have tracking, but my post office gave me a stack of those barcodes with a little peel at the bottom, peel off numbers. And that, what you do is you apply the barcode to the envelope and you keep the little number for your record, because it's all part of the same label. It's a two-part.
Sure.
You can provide that to the dentist, and they can use a priority. Obviously, you're going to have to figure out who's going to pay for what in what direction, but you can put postage on it, you know, but that could be wasted too. But
yeah.
that's a way to always track something everywhere it is through the priority, you know.
Sure. Okay, it's a good idea.
So that means, Alex, a real quick follow-up question. So everybody has those stickers, those business reply mail stickers that they post on, you know, that they'll put on packs and give to their customers. Hey, if you ever, you know, whenever you have a handpiece, just throw it in this envelope with the sticker on it and give it to your postman. So that actually goes, that's just kind of first, that's a first-class package, Alex. Is what you're saying, you could actually... stick a their little tracking number sticker on there, and they'll actually track that package for you?
Yeah, but it's only for priority. It's not for first class.
It's only for priority.
Right.
They won't just charge your account an extra dollar.
There is no charge for tracking with priority. It's included now as part of the deal. And like I said, if you get the deal, the what they call the commercial rate through Stamps.com by signing. It costs $16 a month. I save that in just a few days just because it's worth it. And I print all the stamps ahead of time. I don't necessarily use the printed labels, which you can, but, you know, everybody has their own system. But unfortunately, if you provide those barcodes to the doctor, nothing means anything till it's sent, and the mailman will scan it. They have a machine right in the with them, you know, a little scanner. So I get scanning right from the moment either my mailman picks it up or I drop it off at the post office. But the dentist has to pay for, you know, the postage unless you provide that on the envelope. You can stick it on. But I'm saying if he doesn't use the envelope right away, you know, I would use it only for a regular or a problem doctor. And you can take one of those envelopes, fold it in half with all the necessary postage and that barcode and send it with the next, you know, inside the package that you sent. So all you have to do is take the envelope out and reuse it, and there's postage and a tracking already on it. And they'll keep, you know, the little number for their own record and or either send it to you and you can track it.
Yeah, but I think Mike is wanting to do. Thank you, Alex. I think Mike is wanting to do it kind of in association with his bulk stickers, where he just drops them off at an office and forgets about it, and then eventually, who knows, 2-3 months later, they send him some hand pieces in that envelope.
Exactly.
Rather than
I have a business reply, you know, that works that way, but you have no way of tracking it. Unfortunately,
right.
The post office does not provide that for first class yet.
Yeah, it seems kind of archaic, but I guess that's to be expected with them.
But you know, the back side of it is how many really get messed up. You know, the percentage is so low, I believe, that, you know, it's just a chance that we have to take. Every once in a while, things get screwed up.
I got to tell you, with the entire franchise network, I literally get maybe 2 calls a year where something's been lost in the mail. And usually, it may be months down the road, you know, and they've already replaced the hand pieces for the doctor or whatever, but months down the road, somehow they'll get the package. And they'll say, Dave, I don't even get it. You know, the package, I figured it got caught in the auger on the belt at the post office or something, but I got the package. It's in perfect condition. There's no reason why I shouldn't have got it 4 months ago when the doctor sent it. So usually there's maybe a couple packages lost a year that guys will call me about and let me know to send you guys all an email to know if you have a used or refurbished handpiece they're looking for. And then most of the time they eventually get those darn handpieces anyway. But so you're right, Alex. It has become a much, much, much more reliable system, especially with the tracking that we have on the U.S. Priority Mail packages that go to you guys. I mean, as most of you remember, anyone who's been around more than, you know, 5 years, we wouldn't even ship anything U.S. Mail. Do you remember that, Alex?
Absolutely.
You had to get your package FedEx, like, second day, or UPS. We absolutely would not ship with the United States Postal Service because they just weren't reliable. But over the last, you know, 5 years, they implemented that tracking system, and they partnered up with FedEx, and so now all of a sudden the packages all make it where they're supposed to go.
Well, the new system, you know, in the last 2 years, you know, that priority, if it sits, it ships, you know, that boxes are awesome. I mean, that's really, really works well. And those who don't know, if you go on the post office website, you can get boxes or envelopes that do not normally you don't see at the post office for free. And those are padded envelopes. They cost a couple cents more than the regular envelopes if you're concerned with, you know, how it's shipped. They're basically bubble envelopes from the post office. They are free. But, you know, that's one. And then you have other sizes. depends on locations, whatever, very, very inexpensive to say, to send bigger things with the, you know, one price. So web, the post office website has all those sizes.
Oh, yeah,
they're
that's
They're called
great.
A, B, C's, or whatever.
Well, that's a pretty good website. We actually, you said you use stamps.com, and several other folks use stamps.com as well, Alex. We actually have an account with the United States Postal Service, and we use their website, and we do get slightly discounted shipping. Now it's only like 15 or 20 cents per priority mail box or envelope, but, I mean, it's a small savings. So, anyway, they offer.
Well, the stamp.com was there before the post office offered it a direct relationship with themselves. So, you know, it's convenient, and it's, you know, I don't like changes, so it works very well. It's well worth it.
Yeah.
David, back to the original question. If you do your FedEx label on mail online, there's a box in there that says you can set up for return. The downside of that is that they will charge you for the pickup. When the doctor calls them to pick it up, they will charge your account for the pickup. So,
okay. I mean, some guys are okay with that, right, Jack?
Yeah, well, some guys are. I just assume I have everything mailed into me, but I send everything back FedEx Ground. And like I say, if you do your labels online, there's a box there you can check for a return. So the next time the doctor wants to send it, he could send it in that way. But you just have to know that they're going to charge. It's not a free pickup. They're going to charge your account to pick it up and send it back to you. You're going to pay for it.
And they also charge you because it's residential. If the doc is in a residential area, or if you're in a residential area, so there's a whole bunch of surcharges can add up pretty quick.
That's correct.
Well, it's only money, honey.
Easy for you to say.
Wow.
Well,
it's an option. It's an
That's
option.
Why I don't use it. I don't use that. That's where I can help it.
Yeah. So they have just a pickup fee. Not even including what they charge you for the shipping, Jack?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Anything else, guys? No? Oh.
Nope.
Okay, guys. Well, once again, I appreciate
David,
all the...
David, overall before you hang up, the when you say the meeting will be, you're hoping to hold it in the fall, month, any idea what part of the fall?
Yeah, we're thinking the September or early October time frame. I know when we held them in the fall in the past, they were always in October.
Okay.
But we want to make sure we don't accidentally schedule on anybody's religious holidays or any of the national holidays. So we've got Nona and I are going to get together and look at the calendar and make sure we find a couple of those open weekends.
Well, okay, that's why I was asking. Thanks.
So yeah, so we're looking at September October time frame, and we're also going to be very concerned with. Like I just said, the national and religious holidays, so we don't overlap on those. And then we're going to be getting you guys all an email on that by Friday, so within the next 2 days.
Cool. Very good. Looking forward.
So once again, I want to thank everybody that had committed to the May meeting. I apologize that we just had such an overwhelming response of people that wanted to do it in the fall instead, and we're having to reschedule. We'd have loved to have done it in May. It was going to work for many of you, but many more just really wanted to move that to the fall. So I really wanted to thank all of you again who were going to attend that meeting, and hope that you will be able to attend the fall meeting. And if anybody has a known, just absolute dead red conflict on a weekend, just throw it out now. Because we'll take that into consideration as we start doing this this date process. So shoot me a phone call or an email. All right, guys. Thank you very much for all of your comments. And like I said, give John a call if you want to introduce yourself to him personally, if you haven't already. And check your emails later today for those Cavo Excel files on all that expert torque and new smart torque stuff. And Erwin, we'll get that repairs price list updated and that sent out to all of you guys as well. Thanks again, everybody. I appreciate it. Talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.